The Sea and Wit show? I'm watching that for sure.
Oh, 100%.
I'm sorry, I'm a female. I do not do work.
I'm too rich for that.
We don't like violence.
Guys, I'm not gonna like brag or anything like that, but like, look, my wife's hot.
Everyone else? Fuck them.
Welcome back, bitches, to another podcast.
How? Heidi. I mean, what? Howdy. Howdy.
I do have evidence of my bad eating. But I don't give a fuck.
I hate mine.
Taco Bell right by Whitney's mom's house, and that's just fucked ass up.
Panera. That's what I had. What do you order from Taco Bell?
Well.
Is that pregnancy burps or something?
Heartburn. I'm going to be struggling for the next 20 minutes.
It's the mild sauce.
I get the Crunchwrap Supreme combo. Soft shell taco instead of hard shell.
You're really, really excited that you're explaining
this. You asked me what I ordered.
While you're rubbing your stomach.
What was it? Okay. And then I get soft shell taco instead of hard shell. And then I get 2 Doritos Locos Tacos, another soft shell taco, and then usually, if I'm feeling crazy.
You eat it all?
Yes, thank you. And then, like, last night,
You smoked it.
Fucked it up. Okay, I'm talking, there was no... I got the potato bowl. Smoked. Nothing. Anymore? I
Every time.
Oh, my God.
Every time.
Since I'm only 3 days into my third trimester, but starting, like, last week, I started getting hungry a lot fucking more and eat a lot more. But I probably shouldn't because I'm really not trying to weigh 160 pounds.
It might catch up to you.
But if I have gestational diabetes, which I don't know. I haven't heard anything from doctors yet. I just had my glucose test. But if I had gestational diabetes, I can't eat that shit.
So you are eating it, but nothing's happening. So I think you're good.
No, nothing's going to happen to me right now eating it, but it can send me into preeclampsia. And preeclampsia is not good for the baby, which is high blood sugar. Mm. Which then I'd have going to preterm labor. So we're waiting for the results glucose test. If I failed, I have to go back.
And do it again.
For 3 hours, though. Not just an hour. They haven't met Kristen yet. I'll tell you right now, Kristen's not going back and drinking 2 of those drinks at one time.
Oh, did you start to feel your heart racing and stuff?
In the very beginning, but actually it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I thought I was going to feel like, because I'm really sensitive to caffeine and sugar and stuff like that in general with my heart rate. And in the beginning when I chugged it, because you have like 3 minutes to drink it, it's not too much, but you know, having 50 milligrams or 50 whatever grams of sugar in 3 minutes.
I can't drink coffee. I started tweaking.
Yeah. So my body like turned warm. I started shaking a little bit, but then it was fine. I just got a really bad headache from it. Because of all that sugar.
What do they do like during the tests?
Nothing. You just drink it. And then
they put stuff on you? Like the blood test? Or they like put. Like,
they do a blood test at the end of the hour.
But like, you try do not they have to like a machine on you or anything?
Uh-uh. You just try not to throw
so
the
you
fuck
just
up.
Drink the drink and that's it.
Yeah, and then you wait for an hour, and then they take your blood to see your blood sugar and how you reacted to that much sugar going in your body at once.
Wait, why did they do that?
To see if you have gestational diabetes for the baby. If your body can handle growing a baby and having that much sugar.
Okay, that makes sense. From how much sugar I eat, I think that I'd be okay.
But you don't eat 50 grams of sugar in one bite in 3 minutes. Do you? Like, what's one thing that you think you
like
eat?
Like a bag of Nerd Clusters? Or like...
But in three minutes, you down
the
Coke whole...
And this, like gummy bears and maybe some like lifesavers?
Yeah,
maybe not that fast.
Not in 3
maybe
minutes.
Maybe in like 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's different if it's spaced out. See, I'm the same way. That's why I was tweaking because
But like, who is going to eat that much in that fast a time? The baby?
Winnie, your guess is as good as mine because I don't know who the
Why do they even test that?
Because if you don't want to have
once you're like, holy shit, I just feel like having a rush of sugar.
You don't want to have preeclampsia. I don't know the ins and outs truly about it, to be quite frank
with
you.
What's preeclampsia? Is it where the clamps?
When your sugar in your... No, preeclampsia is blood pressure.
We sound like idiots.
Wait, is preeclampsia blood pressure?
No, you know what it sounds like? If you say preeclampsia, it sounds like the baby gets clamped up in there. And it's tube. Since here first
am,
of all.
Here I am so fucking confident. Yeah, you get preeclampsia. That's your fucking blood pressure.
Wait, but you know what it sounds like? Can you listen to me? It sounds like the baby gets clamped up in there by those jaw strappers. You know what I'm saying? The clamps. And it's like, oh, it's coming. Clamp that ass and shoot her out.
Do you know what I'm most scared of for birth?
Huh. Can we go back to what preeclampsia is?
High blood pressure. So I'm not sure what the fuck I'm talking about.
So you would go into high blood pressure?
You wouldn't go into. I don't know. You just have it or you
guess
don't.
Guess is as good as mine, baby.
But now that you're asking me 1,000 more questions like I have a fucking MD, I'm not sure what happens if you have gestational diabetes. You just can't eat sugar.
So you're telling me, so if you fail.
But if your blood pressure.
What does that mean when you fail?
That you do have it? Your blood sugar is either, high or super low.
So then you have to go back and do it again so you have a heart attack?
So if my blood sugar was super low, you'd need insulin, right? Or is it super high you need insulin? Yes. So I could potentially be on fucking diabetes shit. Anyways, you know what I'm scared about birth? What? I've been watching a lot of birthing videos. Okay, just on YouTube, birth vlogs,
I can't even watch. Why are you doing that? You're scaring yourself.
I'm not scaring myself.
Okay.
I'm not scaring myself.
But you just said you're scared.
I'm scared because, not because of the video, because I already know what the fuck I have to go through. I have no choice, you know? You're giving birth.
I haven't even thought about it because I am not even there yet. I haven't even gotten.
You're giving birth.
Heads crowning. I haven't intercepted it yet.
Heads crowning. So that means it's not all the way out, but it's right there.
Like it's ripping already. Mine's going to rip. I already know.
Okay. But you know what they do? Okay, I learned about, I know what it is, a pezonotomy. So, sometimes when the baby's stuck, they just go ahead and cut it for you.
Cut? Yeah, your taint. Am I allowed to say that?
I would assume. You just cut it for you. But before they do that, as the baby's fucking crowning.
You're ripping.
They stick their hands in there and they massage around.
Yeah, that's what I had to do to Penny. Actually, Tyler did it.
But imagine a whole fucking head. Jacob's massive donk coming out of me. Okay? Big old ears. That's what stuck. I already know.
His ears are going to be glossed.
I'm going to tell him just
like
go ahead and clamp. Just go ahead and clamp the ears. Just get them tucked out. There. Go ahead and stick your fingers in there and tuck out the ears.
Yeah, usually
for me.
When you pull them out, they're tucked to the. When you see the baby come out, it's like a little. They're all just.
And their head.
And their head
is
combed. Forms.
Yeah. It's crazy shit. I'm scared, but
my biggest whenever the baby comes out, I get so scared to you obviously can't touch their head, but you can feel the soft spot.
Mm-hmm.
It is so scary because if you bump their head or anybody, kid or dog or anything comes up and just, oh hell no.
Yeah. I'm not really scared to give birth because I feel like you have no other choice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's coming out either way.
And our bodies are made to give birth now.
I shard out of it every day, you know?
I'm just going to probably just think about if this ain't the consequences of my own actions is what I said about this whole pregnancy for a lot of things.
Hey, but it's the best when it comes out. There's consequences to a great ending.
Yes, you have
the child.
I'm so excited.
A child.
But, now that we're side, how do we even start this?
Taco Bell.
Well, that was a great.
My order from Taco Bell. I don't really have one. Oh, yes, I do. Tyler orders me those damn churro things.
Those are good. And you do like you like your chips and cheese.
Chips and cheese, I gotta get two. And what are the churro things called? Cinnamon twists. Those. Yeah. I'll get me some of those fluffy, airy, right in that ass. You know? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm feeling a Crunchwrap Supreme. If I'm feeling, holy shit, I'm about to blow up a hole. If not, we're gonna do the quesadilla. But anyways, today I had Panera. I was doing good. I made casserole last night for Tyler.
Was it good?
That was the nicest thing I've ever done.
I saw that you put potato chips on top instead of bread crackers. Was that better?
It did. I didn't have any crackers, so. It was good.
But it goes good together,
so
I feel.
Recently, I made it before, and I made it with mushroom soup and cream of chicken soup, and I didn't put the mushroom soup. I did mayonnaise and sour cream instead, and it was dry. I did cream of chicken soup, mayonnaise, and sour cream, and.
Cream cheese.
I didn't add cream cheese. I just didn't add. That's that was there was a recipe that I followed, but it was dry. I put too much chicken, I think.
Mm, yeah, you could have.
So I should add the soup because I like it when it's like wet, you know? And I'm never putting rice at the bottom either. I did rice at the bottom. I don't like it. It's too dry. I'll put
rice in the bottom of mine.
I know. I just didn't. I think just we didn't add. I didn't have enough liquid. So it was just like not. It was like just straight like chicken. I think I put too much chicken in it.
You probably did. But you live and you learn because I haven't cooked in a minute. I can't. I mean, I made things. I made Easter dinner, actually. Yeah. Fire.
It's also good when people help you, too. Like.
Yeah. But.
Sometimes it's a lot.
I haven't made dinner because I can't. It's just pregnancy is so weird. I can't.
To order food and wait for the food. And yeah, but I can't and do it cook and then it have all. Leftovers, then do the dishes.
I just can't cook it all and then just want to eat it after I just put that. I just don't have an appetite anymore. It's so weird. I'm the
same way.
It's so fucking weird.
It's easy, like where it's like noodles and like sauce, it's like, okay, I'll eat it. But like by the time I go and eat it, I'm like, I've already eaten all the sauce, all the noodles separately.
Yeah, I don't even want it.
Like when we did the strawberries last night. I ate most of the chocolate and the strawberries before I actually put them in the fridge. So. Mm-hmm. But that's okay.
It's been good. Yeah. I just like sidetracking on this. I just like talking bullshit. That's what I like. Because we don't really, guys, we're going to be honest. We don't have a fucking clue what we had to update you today. No. If anything. I don't even remember our last podcast. We usually just sit down.
Yeah. Well, that was like, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking hella shit.
We just been kind of going through the motion.
We have been traveling. Where have we been?
I don't know who we is because she has.
Me and Tyler.
I've stayed right here.
What are we doing? What the fuck? Where have we been? Nashville. We went to Nashville for Taylor's Fright.
Yeah, you went.
That was so fun. And then.
Bryce Hall's a bitch.
Yeah, he is a bitch.
You can leave his name in too.
He kept staring at me. I was like. No. I think he just actually unadded me on Snapchat. I was like, wow. It's probably because he's like, but then he tried to go up to Tyler and like be nice to him. They like, he like pulled him aside and like they had like a conversation before the fight.
Like he's fighting?
Well, like, what Bryce pulled him aside.
Okay, what does Bryce have to say? Yo.
Yeah, yo, like your friend's a bitch. You know, I really want to fight, but like we're going to fight. And then this, and this. And they were talking about shit that's happened in the past. And then they were both talking about shit that's.
Do you know Parker?
More tea.
Do you know Parker LaLosa or whatever?
What?
Have you seen like his videos coming up, Bryce?
Uh-uh. I don't have him. Babe. I can't watch him. I can't. I go live and I'm like, I gotta get off. I see lives and I'm like, yeah, swipe. Can't. But yeah, fight was fucking crazy. I was going in. I lost my voice in like 2 seconds. I was screaming. I was so excited. I'm like, yes, fuck yes. At first, I thought he was gonna lose. I was like, oh shit, he might be on edge. And then I saw him, boom, 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 and I was like, you're done. But I'm pretty sure the guy that was supposed to fight him was trying to back out that same day. He was scared to fight.
Well, it was his first Taylor. Fight, though.
Yeah, but like so at I'd the same time, I'd be too. Scared. That kid's fucking huge, to me at least, tall.
But the nice thing is that Taylor was respectful at the end, and so even though he knocked him out.
Like, that's like me going in the ring with freaking Ireland. I get my ass, oh my God.
Yeah, but.
Fucking shit.
Low key, if unless it was like someone I absolutely hated, like I'd be like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hit you that hard.
Yeah.
I'm
so sorry. No, I just keep going. There was two OnlyFans girls that they were doing it. They were like before the fight. Oh, they were going in at each other. Oh my gosh. Boom, 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 boom. Like they were just swinging. They weren't even fucking down. Neither of them definitely practiced at all or whatever you call it. Is that practice? Is that what it's called?
Training?
Yeah, training. That's the word. No. They had like these things. They had like their OnlyFans belts on. Oh,
they were just trying to promote their OnlyFans at that point.
Yeah, I was rooting. I was going in. I'm like, and one girl was like at least like a foot taller than the other one. I was like, how is this fair? Because the girl's like going down on her.
I think it more matters about how much you weigh.
Yeah, but they definitely didn't weigh the same.
Okay, they were definitely just
there. I don't know, because one girl was pretty muscular.
At the end, were they like subscribed to OnlyFans? We're gonna fuck in their room or something.
Yeah, they were like really excited. I'm pretty sure they were two different countries or something. It's like one was from like Canada, one was from like Europe or something, or Britain.
Life's been good. I'll tell you one thing though.
I just recorded songs.
Wiz has so many songs. I'm so excited for her to send me that one. Bitch. You haven't sent them. You said you were going to, but you never did.
I just got it.
Whatever.
I just got it.
today. Okay, listen, send it to my mom. I'm recording it. I've had this song like written like
since
I showed it to you. I thought, oh no, he was writing it while we were in Bahamas,
and you and the never Bahamas, let I'm me see there, it. And
I'm like, because it wasn't finished. I just now recorded it, and bro, I'm recording it. My mom's looking at me through the glass. I was trying so hard to hold it together. She's bawling, bitch, and like recording it. I was like, do I'm you like, trying not, to sing? I'm like,
do you not remember in the studio when you started singing about it? And I was just bawling. Yeah. I was just bawling. I couldn't.
Then I'm like thinking of the words, and I'm like, oh my god. Then my mom walks in, and she goes, just feel the song. I'm like, mom, if I feel the song, I'm gonna be dead on the ground.
Yeah,
like. I'm not joking. The song that's coming out, like, shit's deep.
I can't wait. You cannot post a promo video before you send it to me.
Oh no, it's not going to be coming out for a minute because I have like four more other songs that are coming out.
Okay. Anyways, life's been good. Mm-hmm. What I'm super, super happy about, and you guys all mean a lot to us, but there are two specific people that we have severely influenced in life.
And there's multiple, not just two. But we'll point out the two because they're the main fans. The main fans?
Main fans. Supporters.
Yeah. No, these are fans because
they are fans.
They actually don't support us. They just drag us.
Guys, go subscribe to their podcast.
Don't even say that. We don't want them to do that.
Go check it out or something. Because I can't imagine it's going to be anything else talked about but us. Let's recreate. Let's recreate a podcast.
I personally, if I ever made one, I would 110% make it about you. 100%. That's all my whole entire thing. It would be for the Kristen.
Stank.
For the stanky wank. Oh my God. That's fire.
That is lit.
If we make an actual podcast, this is
actually what we're naming our podcast. This is what we're naming this podcast. For the stank.
For the stanky wank. But it's okay though. Like at the end of the day, I mean, I got my podcast ideas from somebody else. So
we can say her Bunny. Bunny's actually the reason she's encouraged us to start our own podcast. 100%. We owe a lot to Bunny in that. But I don't recall.
That's okay. Because everybody has to succeed from others as well. You know, you just want to watch other people succeed. I'm happy for you. But when you get a letter, I'm going to explain to you how happy.
Don't be mad when you're getting sued. We got sued. We got to return the favor. Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. The two names that were listed on my part that were going on, what are they going to say? You asked me. So, today we're sitting down with you.
He said,
I heard you asked your girlfriend out after 3 days of meeting her. How was that? Oh, well, that was a lie. Actually, my penis is a schlong. Here it is. Like,
okay, wait, no. Can we actually, let's see how close we are. This isn't us talking shit either, because actually, I'm pretty sure Pepnip said that. Oh, we'll just have Kristen and Whitney on to talk their shit. No, we're going to get paid from ours to talk our shit.
First of all, why would we do that?
For you to get money?
When we could just do it on ours.
Yeah, thank you. So we're going to recreate a podcast. How's their entrance?
It's probably
fuck bitches get money. What the fuck is back? You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Big trucks, big dicks. I like OnlyFans. Big trucks, big dicks. I'm going to get some bands.
Yeah!
If that's the shit.
Yes. Okay. Big trucks. Okay, this is their intro. We're doing just like 3 minutes of what we think their podcast can be like. Okay, so
you go
cue
first.
Intro. Intro.
Big trucks, big dick.
Yeah.
I got OnlyFans.
Except for Pepnips don't have big dick.
Big trucks, big dick. I got making some bands.
Yes, okay, and okay, this
all
is
all right, scene.
Okay. Welcome. I just laid a bitch.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Railed.
You need to put your shirt on. Please, those are huge. Put your shirt on, please.
No, we're friends. We're recreating their podcast.
I know, but why are we friends? We fuck the same people.
Hey, as long as you're not mad at somebody, I'm not. We're peace sign over here. But hey, let's go ahead and get into it.
But aren't you like supposed to be like over it by now? I mean,
no. First love.
So how did you feel like when we all showed up to the beach together?
Yeah. To be honest, I didn't even look her way. But that's crazy. I did have to make a comment about her.
That's
though.
Crazy.
Yeah, did you hear
that? You know she showed up because of that FOMO thing you posted for sure.
Yeah, she definitely misses my back knee.
No!
But I did have enough balls to say something to her.
You did? What did you say, bro? I was just chilling. Bro, I was actually getting drinks thrown out of my hand. What'd you say, bro?
Well, actually.
You're a pussy. You didn't say that shit.
So what I said was, she actually wasn't even paying any attention to me. I just thought she didn't even know.
But she thought she ate. She thought she ate
because she was trying to ignore me. I took it first in my own hand to say something.
What'd you say?
I said, that baby got all of our DNA inside him.
No way, bro. That's so cool, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I thought, for the plot! Hey, anyways, now that we've gotten your attention to end this, we actually just did a jerk off video in the shower together. Go ahead and subscribe. We had to actually put...
it was a circle jerk, dude. Don't put us down like that. There was three girls in there, too. They were just on the other side of the glass.
They were filming. We just thought...
You know what I was thinking of? What's crazy?
What?
Not to call you out or anything, because we're bros. Yeah. We're bros. What happened with that last girl that...
Yeah, so...
That last girl, you said that she was coming over and you made her dinner, but really, she didn't seem to show up.
Yeah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch. Y'all fuck that bitch, get money, you know what I'm saying? Fuck that bitch, stink-ass pussy. That's what the fuck. Fuck that bitch. Anyways,
Chlamydia ball.
Circling. I mean, seriously, she fucking texted my ex, bro.
No way.
Bro. She said I was obsessed. She said I was still obsessed with her. Wait, you have an ex?
You have an ex?
Do we really want to talk about her? Because I'll talk about
her. Wait, that's that girl that I was with, too.
Stank ass puss.
Oh,
disgusting. Yeah. But anyway, she just showed up. Fuck that bitch, because you know what?
I just want to feel it.
I actually moved to Florida to get bitches, but for some reason, still don't fucking have one.
I just want to feel it. The bump.
No. Yeah, well, you better go ask your girl permission.
I don't get permission from that bitch.
Well, she actually threw a drink on you at the beach.
Well, I was being called Rocky, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just trying to finesse, you know what I'm saying? Is that how he talks? I need to go live. I'm out. Peace.
My bills due. I have to go. I should probably move back.
That was good.
Dude, that was gas.
That was good.
That was gas. Yeah, Dylan, was that funny as fuck?
But that's okay, because we're not going to find out. We might, actually. We might go sub.
They'll post it. They have to post clips.
Can we get, like, a friendly discount, I think? The friends or family discount. I bet we can get Kirsten again.
No, they definitely have to have a discount for exes.
For sure.
And then want to be an ex. Not you, but, you know, he...
Yeah.
Feller wanted you.
Me?
Bitch. He wanted everybody that had a hole.
Oh. Still... What, you so, guys, you're saying, if you have you're
a,
saying,
if you have a hole...
You're saying we is like, if it's like, not... Like, you said we...
I meant it like he wanted...
No, I'm saying, like, you said it was past as if, like, he doesn't do that now.
He's got a girl. He's loyal. What? Good for them, though. No, we're actually really proud of them for stepping out of the box, you know, for the plot.
I say them, but I think that, I personally think that one of them is the only reason that he's doing it. I think he's being convinced by the other one. I think that.
All love. We're just
talking. I don't know if they're, like, together. You know what I'm saying? All love. We're just fucking with you guys.
We're talking our shit on our podcast.
We're all friends now.
Everything's chill, really. Happy from. Wish the best of luck. No, for real though, we really mean happiness and love and peace to you guys, because
peace, love, earth, water, and
because seriously, air. I hope it's funny. I hope it's straight, not just dogging bitches. Because it at least has to be funny.
No, but you know what they're gonna do? Saying? You know what they do in podcasts? I've watched these There's a few that I've been texted probably at least 15 million times and been a clickbait to their podcast. 15 million times. I'm not joking. I get this. If you're going to go on a podcast, don't be fake. If you're going to look at a person in the face, first of all, we have guests, we already know about what we're going to ask them. And we already know the answer. We're just going to see if they lie. We're not going to call him out because then realistically this comments about them.
But we call each other out.
But so like, the thing is, don't go on a podcast and have somebody ask you and be like, so are you single? Yeah, I'm single. Oh, like you get a lot of girls? Like what's the tea? No, I don't got no roster. And you've like literally slept with, I could name 10 off the top of my head. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They go on that and I'd be watching like clips and I'm like, there's like 4 girls in our county that I know and they don't even live here. They live in a whole different state. Yeah.
I just really hope that they like actually make it fun, not just straight.
Well, the one that we saw on YouTube wasn't too funny. I didn't laugh personally. I can't. Now, if Tyler was in it, he wouldn't live that down. I put him as the screensaver every time he.
I should do that.
You should. Did you like that back then?
Yeah, no. I just hope that they actually have a personality other than outside of us. Because don't get me wrong, we have brought them up.
But usually you kind of see their personality like within the people that call them out. Like if they're like, well, one's scared of the other. But like if you call them out, like are they actually going to. Like, I'm not going to get dogged. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, what else do they have to say about me, though? You know what I'm saying? What else do they have to say? They've already said shit stinks. Well,
Kristen, you can make up anything you want. I could sit here and tell a fucking whole story about how you cheated on Jacob and it's not even his kid. Like, they could do that.
Yeah,
but you know what the next thing is after that? A nice letter. Could you imagine if they made that up? Oh, my God.
I just hope for their just like business that because we've already done.
Like, I'm praying, like guys, I'm serious. I already told them this. Like when I saw them last, be careful because that shit's like not something that's.
We don't say their names, So they dropped my names, which hopefully we tell
the
truth.
It's not about saying names. We tell talk the shit. Truth.
We tell the truth. We've been doing this podcast for almost a year, actually. I think.
Yeah,
I don't even know how long.
Oh, it is.
It's been a minute.
We got a yearversary. Is this our yearversary?
When is it? We have to find the exact date and do something about it. But anyways, so we've definitely had our fun and we've realized very quick that we cannot just drop people's names and stuff. So I really hope that they take a good lesson because they start reaming on us and start pulling out shit out their ass, especially about the kid I'm carrying right now.
Oh yeah.
Dead. Bless you. Anyways, no, we're just fucking around, though. Happy for them. They can do whatever they want. I just hope that their editor.
They are the editor. We're the editor of ours, too.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dylan.
Yeah.
But, like, think about, like, all the, like, people, like, in the past that you've, like, worked for and you, like, literally hate them. And, like, we're nice. None of us have had fights. Anyways.
We were going to talk some shit, but we managed to do that somehow on our own.
we literally looked at each other before. And said, there's been like no.
There has been drama that the internet creates so that like we're all straight chilling.
What?
So there's drama that the internet creates, but there's all we're just yeah, all but straight
like
chilling.
Us, genuinely, like we just feed into it because it's funny. But like y'all just take it so much more further. Like, is it realistically, like, we don't, the whole internet doesn't have drama unless it's created by us, ourselves. We recorded new songs. Honey's huge. I got this thing today. I got this machine off Amazon. It has, like, boxes. And there's one machine that's a circle, and there's 3 more circles connected to it. There's a string that you tie, like, the doggy baggies? You know the doggy baggies? Do you think that she would chase that, your dog? Mine? Probably. For sure. You should get one.
Doggy baggies.
Doggy baggies, you tie onto the string that I showed you. That's on my TikTok.
Yeah.
You tie it onto the string and it goes like, I'm not joking, I think like at least 60 miles per hour.
I'm bringing my dogs over this
week. It's literally choo, 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 choo.
I'm bringing Finley and Winston this week.
One of them can catch it unless we let them. Also, we didn't see the lunar eclipse.
Oh.
We were shopping.
Yeah.
Was it solar? I thought it was lunar. What's lunar eclipse?
There's some eclipse going on. We didn't see it.
I thought it was lunar.
The
sun goes into the... What's a lunar eclipse? What the fuck is that then? It's a solar eclipse. My bad. Breeze, the fucking genius over there.
Oh, my maternity shoot's coming up. Super excited. Stay tuned.
My mom texted me and told me to get you one. And then you told me yesterday that you got one.
Wait, what do you mean get me one?
Like I was going to like set it up for you.
Oh.
And then you showed me your ideas, and I was like, damn it. But it's okay, because that's why I had said to invite that person. But then at the end of the day, I could do one of just us two. Can we pretend that I'm the dad?
Absolutely. We have to go to, we, but if we're going to
do JCPenney's.
We have to go to JCPenney's.
Yeah, we have to. Do it. We have to.
Like, if we don't have, we're not hiring, no, we're going to JCPenney's. And we can absolutely do that.
Oh. I don't think
I
it is.
I hope.
But we could yes, pretend, though. We could set up, like.
In a.
Yeah, but we could set up, like, you get a turtleneck, like a maternity turtleneck with some. Like.
JCPenney. Yeah. Tyrone.
But like, how would we do it? Like maternity photos, like at JCPenney, or like,
yeah,
see what they, but like would,
funny as fuck.
We could, like, just be really awkward and see what positions they put us in.
Yeah, that's what we're doing at JCPenney's.
Okay.
Maternity.
Okay.
But
like, can we say that we're lesbian?
Yeah, oh my I don't God. Care. I don't care if you that say person you donated would, your eggs to me.
That person would laugh. They would be like, "This is gonna be the best. You guys need to kiss," and then we're gonna be like. We actually are separated, but we have actually, to be together yes. for the baby.
We are still virgins.
Anything else we need to talk about?
Kind of like just. I thought we were.
We pretty, love our boyfriends. They make
we're
us
still
so
all
happy.
Together.
We actually haven't gotten, you know, that one podcast we did where we were like so aggravated. We actually haven't, because they've been leaving us for like trips.
Yeah, they have been.
They went to a basketball game.
And Jacob went with his friend for a week. I love it though, low key.
Oh, mm-hmm. Tyler went home for a week. I think you guys probably know his roommates. They're fun, glamorous, love them. Your toes. I am going to say this once. Don't you just love not being able to leave your stuff at your boyfriend's house because you're really afraid of your roommate's girl stealing it? I am. I love it. I think it might be the best thing. Snacks,
no,
razors, your razors in the shower being used, other women's shampoo, conditioner,
that, no, I really thought that was the best part.
In the bathroom. If I am a female, I would have gone absolutely ballistic if I actually was psycho, which I might be, walked into my boyfriend's bathroom. He had been out of town with me for 2 days, but prior to that, he was at home. I walk into his shower, and there's a bitch's headband, shampoo. My razors were used. What thought in your head would you immediately go to? The fuck is this? At first, I kind of like looked at it, and I giggled, and I was like, okay, obviously this isn't his. The fuck he would cheat on me for? Then I just kind of wanted to make it dramatic because I was like,
oh, don't something.
You're not, first of all,
scare him half to death.
Grow up a little bit and tell your fucking roommates that it's not okay for them to break your door.
I can't stand people don't stand up for themselves.
Second, whose bitch is this?
Yeah, really.
I literally looked at him and I said, there's no fucking way that you even let other women shower in your shit and have sex in your shower and then leave their shit in your. It's one thing for you to ask, let people shower, leave. But sleeping in his bed, breaking his fucking door down, stealing his money, stealing his shoes, his clothes, and then
wearing them.
I literally looked at him and I said, we're not leaving this house until you find out whose bitch is shit. So we texted every girl that possibly could have been there. Nobody said it was theirs. And I'm over here like,
it was probably some random bitch from the club.
And then I know damn well it ain't his girl.
Who?
But the fuck wears a headband in the shower, first of all? What are you doing trying to not wash off your makeup? Wash your hair, I guess. But like.
Dick stuck in a headband.
Yeah, I was like a. But I had makeup all over it. So like, why are you. I don't know.
Respect other people's shit.
For real. Especially the homeowner.
Yeah. Them breaking
if Kirsten
the door,
came
though,
over and damn brought three boys in my house and left all their shit in my shower and Tyler got in there, you would know exactly what Tyler had to say about that one. Who the fuck shit is in that? What guy?
Jacob
did you?
Would have done same thing.
I told him if the roles were reversed, how would you feel? I know you're not cheating. He knows I'm not cheating, but at the end of the day, what do you think in your head? Who's just that? And who? And someone opened his door. Went around, unlocked the other door so that they could have access into the door that doesn't have a lock on it. to get, and then they show up to the places we are with all of Tyler's clothes that I bought him. My shoes, huh? They look familiar.
Yeah, it's fucked up. I'd be so mad if someone broke my door down because the handle was broken, right?
Snapped, yeah. Fuck that shit.
You got me so fucked up.
Bitch's hair, blonde hair in the fucking bed. But I had known there were a few people there that lived there, so I can't say that.
Just stop doing it. Thank you.
I can't even leave my stuff there. That just pisses me off. Like, all of our stuff, like, that we've gotten together, remotes or chargers or, like, all of the balloons ripped off the wall. All the pictures that are hanging on the trees that are of us all on the floor. Okay, if y'all are going to fuck, why are you yanking the tree? What the fuck are you doing, slinging it around?
Maybe they were kinky enough to do, like, the elf scene or something.
Like, that, but that's just, like, weird. Like, what are you doing? Seeing another couple on the wall, I guess. Like, that's just weird. I don't know. We don't know. None of them will admit to it either. So it's like, who's in here? Ghosts? It's like Casper. Fuck. Anyways, how would you feel?
Fucking pissed. It's different if, like, someone were to text me, like, hey, do you mind if, like, I have a girl? Like, do you mind if I... Yeah, fine. Here's the code or something.
Exactly.
But the fact that they broke the door to get in...
They were starting to put stuff in the lock.
That's fucked up.
Like, you know how, like, my old door, like, you have to have the code in order to walk in? They were stuffing things into the door handle thing in order for it, so it closed and not lock.
Just wanted to break the door just so they could go in there and fuck.
Or still close. That I...
Just weird. Yeah. Just leave other people's shit alone. I mean, seriously, you're 20-something years old. But whatever, that's what happens when people don't know what it's like to own stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Take care of, like, 100%. It's not yours, so you don't have to, my parents taught
me. Like the holes in the walls?
Like, my parents taught me that, and, like, driving, when we started driving, my parents had bought us a car to share, and they're like, you got to take care of it, and then, you know, you don't think about it, you know, you just be stupid, and then when you get your car, it's you're like, so don't different. Fucking touch
yes.
it.
Yes.
So, like, you
but
just.
Nobody respects it.
But you just learn to, like, when it's not your shit. Just leave it the fuck alone.
Because nobody understands that until it's theirs. Like, you know damn right. well if it was any of their house.
Tyler walked out with any of their stuff on.
They and we were going in their rooms and stealing their stuff. Money, clothes, shoes.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Yeah.
Like, as if there's not a whole nother house connected to it.
Yeah. So, I think it just overall comes with respect. But some people don't have it. And they've got to deal with that, I guess.
Oh, we're funny.
They gotta deal with that, but that's kind of it. I feel like we just wanted to talk some shit. I like we didn't want to just do cooking all the time, and I still like just sitting here and talking and just being funny.
We might be in a different spot the next time you see us because we're getting kicked out, so
we're in trouble.
Yeah, we got in trouble and we're going time out, so we might change a few spots up before we get comfortable in another one, which is fine because we could do like a traveling one, you know.
And pretty soon this baby will be here.
Mommy's going to be milking while we talk. Oh, my God. She's so cute. I'm going to stop. I'm so excited.
I'm scared. I'm going to have Dylan edit my birth video.
He's going to have to be blind.
Gonna be straight crotch shot, too. Hell no.
Hell no.
Fuck that.
I couldn't imagine. But anywho.
Yeah, so that's about it. We just wanted to talk some shit, have fun, catch up. So till next time.
Till next time, next update, and the next beach day, the next boat day, whatever shall be. We shall see y'all later.
Have great vagina, but not too good of a vagina because
you'll end up pregnant. Like Kristen.
Bye.